Hi guys, I'm Peter Drury, football commentator, and you are hanging out with Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
That is correct. Peter Drury right there, wonderful guy. And the man says you're hanging out with 99.3 Nigeria Info. I love his voice, you know, the way he just, you know, goes all Shakespeare-ish when he's about to introduce those matches, and of course, you know what it is. But anyways, I must tell you, it's all about making things happen right here on 993 Nigeria Info. Welcome back. This is the voice of the one God chose, Overdose, Okoroji Chidozie Jephtha. And the elders always say that no matter what happens, a bird can never change its feather just because the weather is bad. Are you there? The man has seen the dance of the snake can never ever be moved by the dance of the millipede. Are you with me? But anyways, it's all about Chelsea, and they are in the news. Well, a whole lot of Chelsea fans across the globe right now are worried. They are concerned, and that is because one man, Roman Abramovich, a man they love so much. I remember, you know, Chelsea fans say, Baba Olowo go buy players for us. Baba Olowo. Well, I don't know what to say right now, but he has been sanctioned. As he make people see, you know, one lesson I learned is the fact that no matter how good you are, people around you will always, you could be successful to a certain point, but it just shows that there are always going to be people around you that just want to see you fail. And they wait for the right moment to do it. I don't know what you have to say right now, David, but that is my honest opinion. Like, and this is a man who helped the UK. I'm not trying to justify whatever is coming his way, but I remember he offered facilities for them during COVID and, you know, donated a large amount of his money. The UK did not frown at it then.
See,
they did not say, oh no, we don't want the money. Now, because
overdose,
you know, see, David, haters gonna hate, potato will potate, and they will just look for
why are you crying more than Chelsea fans.
I'm not happy right now, but then Chelsea, for those of you who don't know, Abramovich was sanctioned by the UK. Chelsea are now banned from offering new contracts to players or staff. Antonio Rudiger, Andreas Christensen, and Cesar Azpilicueta see their deals expire on the 30th of June. They are banned from conducting any official transfer business. They are banned from selling new tickets to any game for any of their teams, including the women and the junior sides. Season ticket holders and existing ticket holders are only those that will attend. They are banned from selling merchandise to fans. It could be sold via third parties. No stadium work or development. And they are banned from spending over £500,000 on security, stewarding, and catering costs per home match, and over 20,000 expenses per away games. And of course, it's not just the fact that it affects the players. It also affects the staff and everyone associated with Chelsea at this point, David.
No. The thing is this.
Okay.
See, they get paid their salaries. Nothing happens to your ability to meet that aspect of your day-to-day running. Where the problem comes in is the actual day-to-day. Those little expenses, the government is now putting a lid on that.
Why?
Because this guy is a known associate of an aggressor state. He is friends with a guy who has invaded a nation and has drawn widespread criticism and condemnation, as well as sanctions from many countries around the world and, you know, the Western
The sad thing is that these sanctions will not be lifted anytime soon.
Well, the thing about sanctions is why those who are in the position to grant it are so reluctant to give you put sanctions on people or things is because they are notoriously hard to remove. Many states under sanctions now have been there 2 decades and over. Cuba has been sanctioned for what, more than half a century. Iran, you can call so many states and individuals who have been under sanctions, and it is notoriously hard to remove. There's a lot of legal, you know, back and forth that goes into you removing sanctions, and it's a process all by itself.
A process all by itself. But tell us what you think about this one. How do you see the UK government sanctions on Abrahamovic, Roman Abrahamovic? How do you see the sanctions that have been placed on him and Chelsea impacting the club? 0700 993 993 993. Already I can tell you that rival fans have been making jest or making fun of Chelsea ever since the news broke earlier today. 0700 993 993 993. For them ladies, 01465 7190. Hello, good evening to you. Hi, good evening. You're calling the female line. I will not let you go ahead with your contribution. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening to you. How are you?
Not fine.
Oh.
Really not fine.
You're really not fine. Are you a Chelsea fan?
Yes.
Oh, yes. What's the name and where are you calling from?
My name is Esther.
Esther. All right, Esther from Festac. Tell us how you feel.
Good evening.
Like, I feel so bad. I feel very bad. Like, when I saw that news, I had to cry. Like, I cried. Like, I'm still in pain. See, I don't know if I'm going to ever support any other club.
Wow.
See, it's as good as crapping the club off. What's there? What? There's nothing in the game. Aside playing matches.
Relax.
He's going to David. Leave me first.
Wait. Let her vent. David, let her vent, please. He's allowed. Go on, Esther. I'm here for you. Go on.
See, overdose. It's as good as. Stop. It's not funny, David.
No. I'm feeling your pain right now. Sorry. Go on.
See. It's as good as, you know, the emotional trauma you're putting on this player. Do you know what they're going through currently? Like,
I'm not sure the players will be as affected as you are.
No, who says who? When you're playing for a club that cannot buy players.
Well, they can always look for a new contract somewhere else. I mean, these guys are not here for a long time. You know, it's...
Listen.
Let her talk.
You see, the way it's going, looking like Chelsea is going to... very soon go down. Like, I don't want to explain it. I feel so bad. Like, this is not, there's nothing in it again. What is there for the club? Like, okay, just
hysteria.
Play football and pay salary. What's there again? This is bad now. This is unfair. Like, yes, it's unfair to be old.
Well, this is crying for you. But
it's so unfair.
You know what to say.
No, see, relax. The reason why you should relax is this. So it is still very possible that a sale can go through, and that is like the most viable option for Chelsea coming out of this quagmire right now. The only thing is that the UK government will have to oversee that deal. Obviously, the money comes in and they will freeze it, yes.
And do you think we'll go back to the way we used to be before?
Obviously, yes, because, you know, ownership has now come out of Abramovich's hand, so it's no longer his property.
Are they going to spend money like Babalola, like you said? Are they going to spend money?
That is for whoever the new owner is will decide whether he will spend money.
People want to still come to Chelsea to play?
I have no way of knowing.
Esther, you're bringing up valid points here.
I have no way of knowing, but you see, is it this phase?
This is going to affect.
No. You see, the thing is, I think as a fan, you should be happy that, you know, whatever the owner.
In this condition, I should be happy.
I'm going somewhere.
Baby, calm down. You know what, Esther? I can feel your pain because you understand. You've been going out with somebody that spends lavishly, and now the person is no longer there in the picture. You don't know if the new guy coming will be very stingy or not. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
All right,
Esther, thank you. I just had to look for the first sign of that, but Esther is seriously not happy. Hello, who's there?
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening to you. Artsy voice. How you doing? What's your name?
Fantastic. Yeah, this is Sammy.
Sammy.
Calling from Ikeja.
All right, Sammy from Ikeja. You're welcome.
In my opinion, I feel that this sanction is totally unnecessary, in my opinion.
Tell us why, please.
First of all, in 20 years that Roman has been there, he paid taxes, he paid his dues, he never faltered. and you have people working at the club who are earning salary as well. I mean, if you want to give sanctions, I mean, you have to apply sanctions with a bit of some kind of caution. This is outright, this is very cruel, in my opinion. Yeah? Now, you're not only doing that, you're saying that they shouldn't even give opportunities for non-ticket holders to buy tickets to watch games.
Now, so that he doesn't make money.
Dude, you are destroying the spirit of football. Where is the spirit of fair play in all of this?
Listen,
football is supposed to be a unifying
factor. A club is first beholden to the government under which it operates. Listen, you guys are bringing emotions into this thing. I understand.
It's not about emotions.
It is about emotions. It is about emotions.
Wait, David, let Sammy land and then you talk. Okay, so Sammy, your point is it's irrelevant. It's unnecessary.
No. This is not about being unnecessary. Look, the sanction is too heavy.
Oh, okay.
Now they are laying off workers from the organization. I mean, is the government supposed to look out for the citizens as well? If this is about targeting the... Now, the said Roman that we're talking about here,
yes,
he has cut ties with Putin. The fact that he's had a history with him...
That's not exactly true. No.
Come on.
The guy owns two companies that work in Russia, and if you know the way things work in that country, nothing happens without the government's fingerprints in it.
But are you aware that he has sold off those companies?
He has not sold off his company. He sold off Sibneft years ago. He today runs a mining a steel company that supplies the Russian military. So you see, these sanctions are not exactly... You guys are trying to make it seem like, oh, these guys are coming for you. The reason why Chelsea is affected is because... Well,
it's not a crime to be a Russian.
You tell that to those who are invading a country. I do not want
invading a country. A man saying that he doesn't want neighbors to have ties with NATO so as not to be...
That's not what we are talking about here, Sam.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you. Agreed. I'm just saying that if we want to go expressly on this case, people should have an understanding of what is going on.
All right.
Putin is scared that their neighbors are going to be armed with NATO and his security will be invaded.
And that justifies an invasion.
Absolutely, we understand.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam. What else to say, but thank you for your contribution. And the UK government's sanction on Roman Abramovich and Chelsea. Oh, look at the phone lines go. Ah, my goodness, where do I begin? Let me start here. Hello,
good evening, Ed.
Hi, good evening to you. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good evening, David.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Friday from Gwelere.
Friday, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm not a Chelsea fan, but I'm touched by this story. See, when you say that some rival fans are mocking Chelsea, this did not happen to Chelsea because of they did not know how to play football. See, Chelsea currently is now the third best club in the whole of UK, just behind Liverpool and Manchester United.
Okay.
Chelsea, in the past 10 years, Abramovich, Chelsea has won more title in Europe than any other club in England. They have won two Champions League, won two Europa. No club in England have done that since this Baba Olowo took over for
Abramovich
took over Chelsea. See, it's not something that anybody should be happy about. This man has played, he has paid his due. He has made his mark. He has made football what football used to be. See, I'm not a Chelsea. I still remember that final against Bayern when Didi, our African man, scored that final goal. Put the trophy to that man. The man was so happy that day. The man was smiling. This man is not spending money because he wants to win game. He did not buy Chelsea because he lack money. He buy Chelsea because of the passion, the love for football. Not just for Chelsea, but for football. And they deny this man the love he have for football. Look at how many fans. Let's look at it this way, Edda. Look at how many Africa have benefited from Chelsea. Mikel today is one of Africa's best players, one of Africa's richest players. Did they drop? How many can you measure? How many players from Africa, from our Africa here, that this man have touched their life in one way or the other? See, this is not something, I'm not just happy about it. It's not something we should mock Chelsea for, because it's, I mean, those fans that are mocking Chelsea, what they have clubbed, what have their club, what have they achieved in their life that they will mock Chelsea for this? What are they mocking Chelsea for? Why are they laughing at Chelsea? Is it because Chelsea don't know how to play? Till now, Chelsea is the current champion, the current European champion. They are still in top place in England. See, this is something that I don't know. It's just touching for me personally. I'm not happy about it. That's why I'm a rival for us. I'm not happy about it.
He's not happy about it.
I just want to say something.
Yeah,
so
quickly.
He said he did not buy the club for any particular gain. He just loved it. See, you talking like that was the very aim for him buying the club. You see, there's a reason why Bologna spend money on sports. Because emotions attach fans to sports.
And they spend the money.
Yeah, and everything else goes out the window. And that social capital means more to them. Because when people know... So when you talk about Abramovich today now, people remember Chelsea. That gives him cred. Anywhere he goes, you know, it's his most famous investment. Probably not, he's not even his most profitable, but his most famous investment. And that was why he made that buy for the clubs 19 years ago. So I don't want to hear this, he did it because he wanted. These men have money and they use their money to curry favor.
Interesting. All right, so now it is your turn to tell me what you make of this. Meanwhile, the lineup already out for the game involving Norwich and Chelsea. The team we're just talking about, Mendy is the man in goal. But before I give you the lineup of the away side, Chelsea, right there at Carrow Road, it's Kroll, Tim Kroll, who mans the post for Norwich. It's Williams, Kabak, Hanley, Zimmerman, and Aarons at the back. It's a four-man midfield of Lys Milou, Norman, McLean, and Sargent, while Timo Pukki is the man up front for Norwich. For Chelsea, you have Edward Mendy in goal, Chalobah, Silva, Christensen at the back, Azpilicueta, Kovacic, Jorginho, and Saul Niguez. And then it's Timo Werner, Mason Mount, and Kai Herbert. So those are the players that will do the business for both Norwich and Chelsea. Southampton, Newcastle is another game that will go down. Foster in goal for Southampton, beg your pardon. You have Walker Peters, Salisu, Bednarek, and Livramento at the back for the Saints. El Yunusi, Romeo, James Ward-Prowse, and Armstrong in midfield, while Broja and Adams are the men up front for Southampton. For Newcastle, managed by Eddie Howe, Dubravka is the man in goal. Kraft, Shaw, Byrne, and Target are the defenders for tonight. Jonjo Shelvey, partners Joe Willock, and Guamanez in midfield, while you have Fraser, Wood, Chris Wood, and of course Murphy. I'm talking about Jacob Murphy up front for the Tyneside club. Wolves Watford is another game going down today in the Premier League. Jose Sa is the goalkeeper for the home side. Wolves, you have Size, Cody, and Bully at the back. Aid Nuri, Martinho, Neves, Johnny, Podence, Wang, and Jimenez complete this starting 11. For the visitors, Watford, it's Foster. Talking about Ben Foster. In goal for Watford and Roy Hodgson's side. Kiko, Cathcart, Semir, and Kamara are the defenders. And then you have Cleverly, Luza, and Sissoko in a three-man midfield. And it's Emmanuel Dennis spearheading the attack, assisted by Cucho, Fernandez, and Joshua King. 0700-993-993-993. I will let you in on the lineup involving Leeds and Aston Villa, but let me quickly tell you that the lineup for Barcelona Galatasaray is also out. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang starts from the bench for Barcelona tonight. It's Marc-Andre Ter Stegen who mans the post for the big team Barcelona, not so big anymore. Well, you could say because they're playing in the Europa League now, but they certainly are a top side, not just in Spain, but in Europe. Johnny Alba is at left back. You have Galatea, Arujo, and Dest, who complete a back four for the home side. Pedri, De Jong, and Nico are the men in the middle, while you have Ferran Torres, Memphis Depay, and Adama Traore up front for Javi Hernandez's men. Pena is in goal for Galatasaray. You have Bowie, Nelson, Macau, and Van Aanholt. Atanyali and Kuchu are the deep holding midfield players. Sofyan Feghouli, the Algerian, is right there alongside Babel and Aktogoglu, while you have Mustafa Mohamed as the man up front for Galatasaray. All right, another call coming through. Hello, good evening, welcome.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Isaac. I'm on the road.
All right, you're on the road. Quickly, let's hear you.
This is my first time caller.
Oh, your first time caller. Welcome for the first time. Let's hear you now. Go ahead.
All I will have to say is just about Chelsea, because I'm a Chelsea fan. So okay. I only wish Chelsea best of luck in the future, because I don't know what the future will hold right now.
All right. Thank you. Best of luck in the future. Doesn't know what the future holds. Nobody does, except those who are clairvoyant. Yeah, those who can see beyond what's happening right now. El Haddadi and his goal still separates the team, Sevilla, from West Ham. It's Sevilla 1, West Ham 0. And El Haddadi, the Moroccan striker, is the man who has gotten that goal in the 60th minute. It's 77 minutes gone in that particular fixture right there in the UEFA Europa League. And that match is being played at the Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan, right there in Spain, where Sevilla are ruling supreme. Still to come, you have Braga, Monaco, and Rangers. Red Star Belgrade, of course, Samuel Victor Akpan will run you through the men that are going to be doing the business for the respective club sides who are on parade for tonight. In the Conference League, let me tell you, Roma have been red carded, and Oliveira is the man. The former Porto player Sergio Oliveira has now been sent off right there for Jose Mourinho's side, but they still hold a slender lead, a slight one, against Vitesse Arnhem of Holland. Oliveira, the goal scorer, has now been sent off, and 10 more minutes before the final whistle in that particular UEFA Conference League fixture. Meanwhile, Slavia Prague are leading LASK by 2-1. Feyenoord have turned it around against Partizan. It's now 5-2, or should I say 2-5, Partizan 2, Feyenoord 5. It's the first leg, and you just feel that one is already over. PAOK, meanwhile, have taken a lead against Ghent in the Conference League first leg fixture right there. And I must say, it is Kotrich who has gotten that goal. Jasmin Kotrich, the 33-year-old Slovenian midfielder, is the man whose goal has changed things right there for the home side. Hello, who's there?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening to you. How are you today?
I'm fine. Overdose.
Yes, this is Overdose. Who's on the other side? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Levittown in Niger.
And your name is?
It's John Ogbo. This is my right. First time getting you. Wow. I've been fine all the time. For more than 5 years, I've been following your people.
Are you serious right now? More than honestly, 5 years. Wow.
Head does. I've been calling.
Thank you.
Well. Don't let me waste your time. I don't want to take much time. I want to
okay.
ask.
Okay.
Now that the season or whatever, the government I'm talking about Chelsea Club.
Yes.
That they've taken over head. They seize the club now. Is it no longer, it only belongs to Ibrahimovic again, Abby? So who is going to be in charge? That's what I'm asking now. Who will be in charge now? Is it the government or another people entirely?
Okay. Who will take over the club?
Yes, who will take over the club since the MOU is going out? It's no longer there now.
Well, it's now the UK government that will actually decide. Right now, Abramovich is the man who owns the club, but of course, you already know he wants to sell it. So, by venture, whoever wants to buy, the UK government would oversee the purchase of Chelsea, and then whoever gets to buy Chelsea is now the owner. So for now,
I think
the UK own Chelsea. Let's just put it that way.
Sort of. Yeah. I think one of the main bottlenecks normally things like this are finished pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But one of the bottlenecks is that, you know, it's a distress sale. And at 3 billion, Chelsea is sort of overvalued according to according to what the financial experts are saying. At real value, Chelsea is worth something between 1.2 to 2.4 billion in pound value. So that's the naughty issue. So they are trying to make sure you get a good deal out of this because he wants to sell at 3 billion. But people are saying, you know, you are selling distress. Why collect this much? Might as well take the 1 billion and go. But if you sell at below 1.5 billion, that's a big loss on his end. So I don't know, man. He really needs to let go of the club because at this point, letting Chelsea go is critical to their survival in the short term.
All right, letting Chelsea go, critical, essential, pivotal, and really, really key for their survival in the short term. Well, we're streaming live on Facebook. Joseph Simon says, Elder, I see you. Prince Michael, thank you so much. This is real politics. The well-being of the players should be considered, says Samson Joshua.
What happened?
Also, Francis Omaga. He says, ahead of the World Cup playoffs between, I'm calling, talking about the Super Eagles technical crew. That's not what we're talking about right now. Relegation looming for Chelsea. And that's Adebalogu Samson on Facebook. FIFA have just stated that they will review the situation before they make a pronouncement. All right, then. But then again, it's all about the UK sanctioning Roman Abramovich and Chelsea. When we return from this break right now, we also will be looking at Jamie Carragher, who says Man United should take advantage of this present situation. How? By poaching Thomas Tuchel. Do you agree with him? Do you think it's the right thing to do? He says Man United need a new manager, and so they should poach Thomas Tuchel. When I come back, I'll be reading your messages on WhatsApp. That's what I'll start off with, so keep them coming. Meanwhile, 38 Bars. Surely you already know, this weekend, it's Man United Tottenham. Stay here for all the detail.
Hi, guys. I'm Peter Drury, football commentator, and you are hanging out with Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
Yeah, that's right. Real recognizes real. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. But meanwhile, talking about 38 Bars, it will be at the Vino's Royal Lounge and Bar this weekend. That's at 46 Owolade Abayomi Street, Irawa, Lagos. And that's the game involving Man United and Tottenham Hotspur. So definitely Femi and the gang will be there. And if you stay in and around the area, talking about Irawa, the Vino's Royal Lounge and Bar is where we will be coming this Saturday. Anyways, I promised I will go straight to WhatsApp to read your comments, even as one directly just hits out at David right here at Diola from London. He's listening all the way from London, and he says, David sounds happy at Chelsea's plight and doesn't even speak with objectivity. I don't know, David. I don't know why he's attacking you.
I have nothing to say.
All right, this one says, I disagree with David. Chelsea can only meet the financial obligation to the players and staff as long as they have the money to do it. If Chelsea can't earn any income and they can't even rely on the owner to bail them out once again, it only means that Chelsea is a ticking time bomb. Once Chelsea can't meet their finances, it's only a matter of time before they declare bankruptcy. It's a big issue. Again, a sale is very unlikely because by freezing the sale of the owner, no sane businessman can buy a club that is £1.5 billion in debt. A debt that the owner was willing to write off. Since the club is under the ownership of the government, will they write off the debt for any new buyer?
Okay.
Finding a buyer for Chelsea now is highly unlikely, he says.
Okay, in response to that, see, you call it debt. Officially, they will term it fund injection, what they call capital injection, right? Juve had one late last year, which has seen them, you know, going for big players around.
Yeah.
Many clubs depend on that. It's internal debts, not external debts. Not like they are owing some bank somewhere. So Chelsea generally are in fairly good health compared to many teams in world football. It's not as dire as you make it seem.
All right. AV from Lekki says, this is a serious matter. Wow. Chelsea have ever lost any matches? Have never you meant to write any matches after Russia matter started? The case will cease one day. Tunde Jagaban. All right, Tunde, thank you so much for that one. The UK government is just a cheat. It is unfair to treat a club like this. What did Chelsea do other than planning football? Look at David sounding as if he knows everything about what is going on over there. There was part of it. The worst part, you meant to say, the worst part of it is that he's giving justification of what NATO ally is doing to Russia. To the best of my knowledge, Russia is not the first superpower to invade a country. Please keep Chelsea now. Don't sound too hateful. Come on, we're just analyzing things here. I understand the emotions, high and, boiling over, but please keep them in check when making your contributions. Thank you. Hello, Faji. I believe that Chelsea will bounce back after this period, but Chelsea will never be the same again. Samson from Akute. All right, he says, my name is, this is, oh, okay. What exactly is the offense of Abramovich in all of this? Well, he is allies with a man who the world is not really happy with at the moment. So he has close ties with Putin, and that's why the UK government have taken that step of sanctioning Chelsea and the man Abramovich. Hello, guys. I'm Okpeyemi. This government of a thing is everywhere. This UK government are just hell-bent on ruining this man. Or better still, want to have more than taxes and other revenue bills this man has been paying. Come on, he's Roman and Vladimir. I'm a Barcelona fan. When you see the truth, be bold to say Chelsea have been punished for offense they know nothing about. All right, David. And please don't tell David to shut up. I wouldn't take that. In fact, I'm not reading your comments. Next time, be more civil. Overdose, this shows that wahala, I know they finish, whether rich or poor. Also, this shows that when you're rich, people are low-key jealous and waiting for times like this to show it. All right, so that is it. I don't know. That comment saying David should keep quiet, I don't know. I mean, that has taken me off WhatsApp. I'm sorry, guys, but sometimes you need to just, keep your emotions in check. Don't just talk to people because you feel you can have your phones and type whatever you want. By the way, 14 minutes gone and Chelsea are 2 goals up. Chalobah with a third-minute strike. Mason Mount, the assist provider. And Mason Mount with a second. Havertz, the assist provider. So Chelsea, 14 minutes gone. They now lead Norwich by 2-0. Interesting. While Wolves are beating Watford at the moment, 1-0. And it's Raul Jimenez with a goal right there. Wang Hee Chan was the man who assisted on that occasion. Well, it has ended. Talking about Roma's game. And that is against Vitesse. That game has ended. Roma running away with a 1-0 win despite Sergio Oliveira getting a red card. Slavia Prague beat Lask Linz 4-1. Feyenoord 5, Partizan 2, and PAOK 1, Ghent no goal. Well, this is how, and this is just how we say bye-bye to you guys, because Samuel Victor Akpan is coming on board to continue the updates and let you in on all that's happening. But David...
Wolves just took the lead. Raul Jimenez.
Yeah, I just said it. Where were you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just said it, that Wang Chi was the man who turned the assist provider. Yeah. All right, so David, that's it from us. It's always great having you on the broadcast.
Yeah, it was good to be here. I'm sure I pissed off some Chelsea fans.
Talk to the mic, man.
I'm sure I pissed off some Chelsea fans.
But it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional, but I can only do so much. I mean, what you feel is what you feel.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Well, you can definitely. I don't know if you don't.
So that you.
Oh, you don't want to continue the conversation.
I don't think I can deal with that.
You don't think? Ah, okay.
It's not worth my time.
Okay. Please. Interesting.
I have invested interest in this, so I'd rather not. I mean, they already know my social media.
All right, you can catch me on Twitter at Ovadizzle, OVADIZZLE. And on Instagram, it's at I am OVADOZE. Well, it's all about more updates coming your way from the Premier League. Chelsea, 2 goals up, like I said. Wonderful goal from Chalobah and another from Mason Mount. They are really calling the shots against Norwich. Also, Wolves have taken the lead against Watford, plus Barcelona, Galatasaray in the Europa League. Wow, what a night of football. And some of Victor Akpan alongside Chuma and Adeze are here to actually fill you in like Craig David. But I'm not leaving you in the hands of Craig David. I'm taking you back in time. It's a Thursday, and Thursdays are for throwback. Throwing back to this jam, Rugged Ibaba featuring Nice by Rugged Man.